as we get ready for the message. Again, we want to say a happy Father's Day to all of our fathers, and we're praying that we be even better than we have been, that we continue to grow in the grace that God has given to us, that he would continue his grace that would help us to be better than we've ever been. And so as we get ready for the message, I told y'all not to miss the day because it was going to be great. I was in the midst of concluding new member orientation, and in the midst of that, the Lord kept telling me, let us speak. I was like, okay, Lord. And he kept on saying it, and we kept going on through our progress, and he kept saying, let us speak. And so I stopped in the middle of the teaching and said, it's Youth Sunday. Would you like to bring the word? I said, I'm hearing the Lord say to ask you to bring the word. She said, do you want me to do just Haven's moment? I said, no, I want you to do what I'm going to do. And so I do your moment. And you be able to give us the word. And without hesitation, she said, yes, we continued on in our study. But before we continued, she let me know without doubt that God had already spoken to her. And the fashion of her ministry was already being fostered. And so I thank God today for Sister Haven Bryant Fleming. Fleming Bryant, there we go. Mama shaking her head. Thank God for Sister Haven Fleming Bryant for answering God's beckon to come to him. Amen. And y'all know she just one weekend. Yeah, she just 1 week. Yeah, and she is ready. And so I'm grateful for her. I'm grateful for her parents, her grandparents here today as well, her brothers. We're grateful for what the Lord is getting ready to do. And the enemy, you know how the enemy does. As soon as I said to her, it's Youth Sunday, I want you to bring the word. The enemy said, it's Father's Day. And I said, wow, I don't care. Because God said, let us speak. And this will be the first Father's Day in 16 years that I haven't preached, but 17 now. But I'm all right with that. I'm not coming behind her. When she gets finished, I'm going to give the invitation. And then when y'all get through coming to Jesus while you still have time, we're going to give the blessing and the benediction, and we're going to go and fellowship over in the fellowship hall. And so today, I ask that you would receive one of your very own, one that has grown up here. My first Sunday here, October 17th, 2004. I was preaching, and this young lady and Ayana were running around the pulpit while I was preaching. I kept on preaching. Little did I know that she would be standing where I'm standing today. And so we're grateful for what God is getting to do. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me, and I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee.
Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding
Bibles up to Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Please. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. All right, so this is the King James Version. I'm going to say the New International Version too. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. So here's an example of the word related to a show me and my mother were watching yesterday. So there were these younger and older people, and they were being arrested for things they had no business in doing. All of their stories, the stories behind the reasons of their actions was, my mom was an addict, my father wasn't in my life, I didn't have anybody, all of this. It had to do with the guardian. So in my eyes, I'm thinking it was a lifestyle and an energy that was passed on. So the message today is passing on. So from the parent, it was passed on from the parent to the child. It may not be the parent, it could just be their guardian, and a guardian is a guide, which we all have. So pulling this example back to the verse that I was talking about, you would think to yourself, what is the way to go? What should I do to guide my children? What is the duty of a parent, of a guardian? So, to replace guide, your guardian, it would be, So, in order to guide them to Christ, we want our parents and our guardians to guide our children to Christ. I'm not a parent, I'm not a guardian, I'm a child. My mom, my stepfather, their duty was to guide me to Christ, and look at where I am right now. So, to guide us would be to train. And that is the training experience. And I have been talking about the training experience for so long, and Pastor knows. Four things I'm going to point about the training experience is Bible study, prayer, support, gratitude, and praise. So Bible study is meant to study the Word of God, basically. Yes. There are a million stories in the Bible that connects us with what's happening today. It's God's way of speaking to us. It challenges us mentally and spiritually. You can read the Bible 100 times and still learn something every day. I promise you, you can read the same verse over and over again. The next day you're like, oh my gosh, that's what that means? Oh, wow. So it's really crazy. With reading the Bible, you learn new things every day, and you should be open for that. So it allows us to dissect a verse, like, really dissect it. You can take hours, it doesn't matter. Now, Bible study shouldn't always be done by yourself. It should always be done with the community. That's why we have Bible study at church. And we're all, you know, two is better than one. So we all need to be together to learn the word and understand it. And everybody has different opinions, and we all come together and we're like, oh my gosh, that's what that meant. Wow, this is something I need to really study about too. Number two, praying. Teaching your children the Lord's Prayer. Oh my goodness. My mom, she taught me and my brothers the Lord's Prayer. And that is something she was like, you got to learn it. You got to learn it. You have to know this. And I realized that learning the Lord's Prayer was one of the keys to connecting with God and being even closer with Him. Because you can call on Him whenever, anytime, like anytime. So that prayer is just another key to being like, okay, I got your attention. I mean, you're hearing me all the time, but I still got your attention even more. So it's like He's really listening to you. And if you really look at the Lord's Prayer and you really read it and you really understand it, you're like, wow, okay. So, and another thing is teaching a prayer structure. So you have the Lord's Prayer, you have what you're thankful for, praising Him, repentance. You need to repent. I mean, that's always like, Lord, forgive me, because we all sin every day. Nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. Nobody is perfect. Right. And then you can ask for like, Lord, I need this, I need that, blah, blah, blah. Thank you, Father. Amen. So, I mean, that's how I do my prayer. That's what I've been taught with my mother. But everybody's different, and everybody has been in different families and everything like that. So everybody has a different prayer structure, but still need to teach about the prayer structure and the Lord's Prayer. So yeah, the Lord's Prayer isn't just a bunch of words to remember. Like I said, it was one of the keys to my journey closer to God. Yes. Number three, a support system. Surrounding your child with people who want to grow in Christ and help others, which is putting them in an environment that's with like-minded people. You don't want to be put in an environment where people are like, oh, it is what it is. Like, I'm not here for that. Like, I'm not here to learn the word. I'm just here to be here because my mama told me to. Mm-hmm. That's not a great environment to be in, because they're not teaching you anything. You're not, that energy is not matched. So when you're in an environment with people who match the same energy and who want to seek God and who want to be with God, then that makes the experience even better, and that's how you learn. Right. Number four, gratitude and praise. Knowing that God has provided everything for us. Mm-hmm. A grateful heart is a beautiful heart, and it shows inside and out, revealing that you appreciate all that He's done, and without Him, we're nothing. Without Him, we're nothing. So showing gratitude and praise, what I do, I show gratitude and praise for dance. I mean, I've been dancing for a long time, and it started when I was here in church. And then dance led to choreographing and leadership and education. And then you just thank Him for transportation. You thank for roof over your head, food on your plate, clothes on your back, guidance, patience, the big and small things, everything. You thank Him for clean water. You thank Him for electricity, AC, all of that. So you can't just go without the day and be like, yeah, I mean, thank you, Father, for waking me up. Like, yeah, great. That's, yes, thank you for waking me up this morning, because I could be dead. But thank Him for the smallest things. I got a bed. I got a family. All of that. So I could go all day about it, but I need to stay on track. So now, what is something that shouldn't be done? If the duty of a guardian is to train the child towards Christ, do not exasperate your children. What my stepfather was talking about, what is the verse? Oh yes, Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition, I think I said that right, of the Lord. That's the King James Version. Now, the New International Version says, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. So, exasperate sounds similar to the word evaporate. Yes. Evaporate means, it's odd, but I was like, okay. Evaporate means to disappear. So, it connects in a way to how exasperating your children drives them wanting to leave. So if you are angering them and all this wrath, then at least no room, no results for training. There's no way that I can train these children if they're gone. They're so mad at me. What do? I have nobody to train. That's my duty was to be here to train my children, to guide them to Christ.
Yeah.
So room for anger leads to wrath. And room to wrath, anger and wrath leaves room to consequences, and consequences lead to a generation passed down of bad behavior that should not be allowed, and that the God just, he does not want that. So these guardians, parents are only meant for this world. We are placed on this world temporarily. It's not permanent. Some of y'all parents, sadly, have passed on. And I pray that they did what they were supposed to do to guide you guys towards Christ. And you guys are in here today. So meaning your worldly parents, they have a job to do. And if I become a parent, I have a job to do too. And my mom did that. And I'm here today, like I said, standing here preaching to y'all, which is so crazy. And that leads their child towards Christ. So the training experience, you got support, gratitude, praise, prayer, and Bible study. Fair warning, you guys, you can't control them. You cannot control children. You can't control anybody. You can guide them. Like I said, we people are guarded. We're like guiders. So we guide you guys towards Christ. We guide you guys to do this and do that. But I can't force you. So you have to allow God to take over, because at the end of the day, it's all in his hand. It's all in his hands. That's all it is. All it is. So these instructions are for your worldly parents and guardians. It's all temporary, not permanent. The results can be damaging if not for the will of God. Respect both your Heavenly Father and your worldly parents and pass it on. Thank you.
Amen.